Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Well, we're recovering from a long weekend in Hamilton County with lots of Christmas activities. A big shout out to everyone who had any part of putting on this fabulous weekend. It all kicked off with bingo on Wednesday night at the American Legion, where they had over 100 people come, where normal Wednesday night only has 40. So it was a great turnout, and the $1,000 pot may have helped the turnout a little bit. Then we went to December 6th was the Christmas trivia that was held at the Elks. There was 8 teams that participated. Great questions. 4 rounds of 20 questions all about Christmas. The most popular round was the picture of a toy, and you had to name the decade where that was the Christmas, hot Christmas item for the year. There was only 1-point difference between the first and second team. Great turnout by everyone and a lot of fun. And that's a special shout out to Emily Johnson from Carlisle for doing our questions. A great time. Then the Rotary kicked off with their Breakfast at Santa, and they had about 70 kids come through and eat breakfast and visit Santa, and each child got a book and a stocking to take home with them. The Holiday Market was held at the old high school gym from 9 until 2 with over 35 vendors, and probably at least 200 to 300 people came through. It was a great time at the market, and I think all the vendors did quite well. 4-H candy was set up there, and I know we did really good. We sold out of almost all of our candy. The HCE ladies were set up, and they said they had a great time. And then kids could move to the Women's Leadership Council Story Hour at the library, where there was 50-plus kids that came to that. And then you could tour the library. It was opened, and about 65 people went through to tour the library. Then the kids could move up to the courthouse lobby, where Santa's workshop was, and One Strong Mission put that on, and all the people could shop for 2 gifts each, so a child could get a gift for their mom or dad or mom and grandma or whoever they live with. And that was great. They had about 70 kids come through and do that, and then the parade was held next, and we had only 14 entries, but it was a very lit up and a really nice parade. First place float went to Hamilton County Fair. First place walkers went to E&J Automotive, and first place non-float went to the Harriscape. Hamilton County 4-H captured the Chamber of Commerce first place float. So it was a great evening. The parade was short and sweet, but it was fun to watch. Then everybody moved down to the courthouse basement for games after the parade, which the 4-H sponsored, and about 85 to 90 kids came through and played games and got to visit with Santa and got to have hot chocolate and cookies sponsored by HCE, and everyone who saw Santa got a mug with some trinkets and goodies in it. So all in all, great weekend. The weather cooperated, and we'd like to thank everybody who came out to support these events. Then some other upcoming events. The Hamilton County Farm Bureau will hold their annual dinner on January 18th at St. John's Church, Piopolis School Basement. Contact the Farm Bureau office to get your tickets. As always, this is great food and great prizes. So there are still tickets available for the annual Farm Bureau dinner. Then the Chamber of Commerce asks you to save the date for the 7th annual Hamco Food and Brew Fest. This will be held March 1st, 2025 at the Big Red Barn in McLeansboro. Contact Holly with any questions at hollyschuster@blisshealthcare.com or call 643-9330 for information about getting tickets or setting up and being a vendor at this event. A while back, Hamilton County 4-H held their awards program, and some of the people that won different things I've been mentioning over the last couple of weeks. So those were recognized for attending the Illinois State Fair were Emily Cox, Aiden Hood, Nomi Rawls, Shiloh Willis, Lainey Davis, Corbin Hood, Jonathan Showalter, Hayden Davis, Emma Hood, Gracie Walker, and Granger Wilson. Congratulations to all those youth. Each year, an Outstanding Secretary Award is given, and this year it went to Gracie Walker of the Barbed Wire Gang, and an Outstanding Treasurer's Book went to Lena Wilson of the Piopolis Busy Bees. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.